Chris at Bible Fellowship Church in our Let's Talk ministry, looking at James chapter 4. So just kind of working my way through the book of James, probably on the top of your paragraph, I have warning against worldliness. And so it talks about quarrels in verse 1 and then your desires in verse 2. But I was been thinking about verse 3. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. And then it says, you're adulterous people. And maybe we can talk about friendship with the world next week. But for me, as I look at this verse and I realize that in this, you know, context, there's some fight and there's a struggle, when it comes to, you know, arguments and quarrels and they're coveting and all these things. But I don't know what's been ringing over and over in my mind. You ask and you do not receive. So I've been asking myself, what have I been asking Jesus for this last week? What are the things that have been, you know, in my life, in my world? And I just been pausing and say, Jesus, you know, I want to ask you for this. And I want to ask you for this. And, or the things that I haven't asked for, and he wants to encourage us, comfort us, show us his power. And I haven't even, you know, ask him for that because I've been too busy trying to figure it out. Or I think, well, that's not really a big deal. It's not going to matter to him. Or so it's been kind of fun just to be thinking through my day. Okay, I need to ask you for this today. I need to ask for wisdom here. I need to ask for understanding over here. I need really your guidance here. What do you want me to do? Or what's a verse that I can share with someone? And then as I go about my day, it's just been fun to, you know, to think that way. And I realize in this passion, in this passage, there's a big struggle with, you know, friendliness with the world. And so this group is, you know, struggling, and James is going to write, look, I don't want you to be a friend with the world. That's an enemy of God. And so I get the chapter. And so that, you know, I'm aware of that, but I just really want to think about the communication or the ongoing communication with my Heavenly Father as I go about the day. And then what are the things that I'm asking about? What are the things that are on my heart? What are the things that really matter to me? And so I want to communicate that with him. But then what are the other things that I'm really need to communicate with him, but I haven't asked him about it? And so what a fun little, you know, last couple of days as I've been looking at James chapter 4 and just pulling out this little thought. And so I just want to encourage you, what are you asking Jesus for? What are you asking the gospel for? What's on your heart that you're laying at his feet? What are the things that you're not asking him for? So Jesus, we thank you for your word and how we get a chance to ponder and think about it. And so as we look at James chapter 4, and there are some things that we're probably quarreling about, there's things that we need to address when it comes to coveting, but what are the things that we're really asking you for? What are the things that are on our heart that we're laying at your feet? What are the things that you want us to bring to you? Help us to do that well for your glory, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.